crack their yolks runny and their dough sour.
Yum!
It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Oh, look out! We're back!
We are back.
It's like,
so good, mate. I mean, how's this? You know, the first thing I think of when I look at your face, Alex Dyson, is, well, one, no mo. Perm is looking very relaxed these days. I think he's had a solid holiday as well.
It's a very soggy perm. I'll give you that, my friend, though. It's still clinging to life as we enter 2021. Thank you so much for downloading the podcast. We have missed you, although we have given you a little bit of content over the road. I was laughing at Matt O'Kine during my holidays whilst scrolling Instagram on the dunny as he described a few of his more shameful moments. If you thought, this is just some random crap they've got from the bottom of the barrel to chuck out. No. Have a go back through the archives and have a listen to that, because it is very good stuff. But so nice to see you, my man.
As soon as I look at you, Alex Dyson, I think of, I think Australia, mainly Sydney, did that thing. What is it? The popping a mono at the finish line? It's something that you've always talked about. What's it even from?
You a video of the Winter Olympics of an American snowboarder who was winning the jump race, and at the final jump, just did a method to show that, to celebrate the victory, stacked it. Everyone went past and didn't win the match. And Sydney, yeah, potentially got a little
just
big for your britches.
Saw the Christmas finish line, does the method, absolutely stacks it.
But we've got a big show for you. Very, very happy that you're able to join us here today. It is All Day Breakfast. One show every weekday for the rest of the year. Matt O'Kine, you ready to do it? The console's looking good. All these buttons are working. We've got... Yep, we've got that. Yep, we've got that. I think we're
ready to go. Let's kick it off. Matt and Alex, All Day Breakfast 2021. Hope you're having a good one.
Everyone ready?
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Matt and Alex, All Day Breakfast.
Well, Alex Dyson, I've hit a new low.
Why? We're a few days in. It's January still, mate.
No, if I
can't
thought...
have our first episode of the year hitting a new low. Although, that's how you win a most improved medal.
And I've hit some lows, Alex Dyson. You know that. I have hit some lows in which James Cameron and his little deep water machine couldn't reach. Okay? There are some lows where fish that don't need direct sunlight to survive lurk.
I really like to picture a James Cameron documentary in one of these subs in the Mariana Trench going along, looking at the Titanic, and in the room is just one of Matt O'Kine's dates. It's just in there, no, just an absolute low.
Just an absolute disaster. Me getting mugged on the dance floor in Peru or something awful like that. Anyways.
Got a new one for the archives.
Nah, look, it's just that I found myself doing something that I just thought, what? What is my life?
Is this on your holiday? Because we're going to do holiday stories here.
Exactly. You're supposed to be having a good time on holidays. Yeah. And, I did some cool stuff. We went to the beach. We had some great family time. Mm. Had some good meals. But I also got bored, man.
Mm. It happens.
I'm trying to stay away from social media too much, I don't want to get stuck in that hole.
Yep.
But it's also, I like looking at real estate, but nothing's on, no listings are going up.
Nothing's in the price range.
In the middle of the pandemic and Christmas, there's nothing new getting added. No new stock to just browse.
Yep.
I don't know what I do with my life. So I started playing Sudokus, but I can never get better than the hard Sudokus. Like once it goes to very hard or difficult, expert.
Heaven forbid, tricky.
Yeah, or... impossible.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if it's in the rating, impossible. How am I supposed to do it? A mere mortal. So I thought, I'm going to get better at Sudokus, but it's really complicated. So I found myself, and I don't mean just once, Alex Dyson, I mean for hours at a time, days, deep into the night, watching people solve Sudokus on YouTube, okay? Now, I found my favorite.
Oh, sorry.
I landed on my favorite. Okay, I started with cracking the cryptic to award-winning puzzlers from the UK, right? But I ended up with my favorite man. He is the Sudoku guy.
Hello, everyone. Here we are again, Robin the Sudoku guy, with another tutorial. This is number 40. This tutorial and the next one are based on what I would call advanced outside the puzzle.
Now, dude,
who did someone give him that nickname, or did he give it to himself?
I can tell you now that watching this guy in the dark, quietly next to my partner, was the most pathetic thing that I could possibly have done with my holidays. I look forward to these holidays all year. All year, and I end up watching Robin the Sudoku guy. He'd be about 80 years old, just putting numbers in a box.
Seven? There's no seven either. We'll put the seven in.
Oh, mate.
Eight. Oh, is there an eight, mate, along here?
Because I remember.
No, there's not.
You know, when I remember when we used to do a little bit of brekkie radio together, rolling in at 6 a.m. And you know, this is a matter kind. This is a different matter kind. And I was like, "What'd you get up to last night?" You go, "Oh, brother," and then you'd tell me well, the most convoluted story: getting to bed at 3 a.m., the various taxis across town, and that sort of thing.
I partied in Lima for 48 hours straight.
And then we go, "Oh, let's get the band back together. We'll do some, you know, this is on demand breakfast radio. Let's do this." I'm like, "Sweet, let's rekindle a few of these stories." This is a very, very different matter kind we're rolling with here, my friends.
I'm pathetic. So let me know, what is the lamest thing you did on your holiday? But also, Alex Dyson, you tell me, what did you get up to on your holiday, man? How was it?
Well, actually, it was pretty good, because me and a few mates, we all got together and decided to storm the Capitol building. And we just wandered straight in the front door. And
are you the horned guy?
Yeah, so I put on my best raccoon hat. Just painted the face up and wandered in and just, actually, I took a lectern, but no, I did something much better than you, new hobby, older than Sudoku.
Oh, what?
Flew into Townsville, get there about 6 o'clock, okay, to visit Woods and her family. Next morning, her mum's like, "Oh, I'm going blacksmithing in the morning. Do you want to come?"
What?
Blacksmithing. You know a blacksmith?
Like, you're going to go make... Oh, I was thinking of locksmith. So I thought you were going to go make keys. I was like, what? But no, like blacksmithing as in like, isn't that making like horseshoes and stuff?
Yeah, it is taking metal, heating it up red hot, and then hitting it with a hammer into shapes. Now, the problem was...
Well, how did you heat up all the metal? I didn't know you had my mixtape up there.
Well, that's the problem, because we didn't have the Boilermaker's latest EP, we had to use a forge, which is an oven which, you know, blasts out red hot temperatures. You put the metal in, it becomes malleable, and you can start whacking it with your hammers. The issue I found is, as soon as I got to Townsville, I said, "This whole place is an oven. This is unbearable." And so when the call comes through, "Would you like to come blacksmithing?" I said probably the worst sentence I've ever said, which was, "Is the blacksmith air conditioned?" Turns out it was not, Matt O'Kine. It was in a lady's shed at the back of the suburbs of Townsville. But I went along and I gave it a little whack with We were making fire pokers. Just poke the fire and move that around, and there you go. Bend it, twist it, shape it. There you go. Blacksmithing in the tropics.
Did you touch the fire? I feel like that's something. You know how we, you know how we talked about when you bought that new knife or whatever.
Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, this looks sharp. Can't be that sharp.
Bang. Fire doesn't. No, I learned from those situations. So let us know. What have we missed? What have you been up to in the last month? Please get in touch with us. We're gonna have a chat to you this week as All Day Breakfast returns. And in a moment, we're gonna be catching up with our producer Bron. We've missed her very much.
All Day Breakfast. Let's crank the aircon.
Coffee? Yeah, coffee.
A seventh coffee never hurt anyone.
Oh, I feel a buzz.
Now, apologies to you listening right now to All Day Breakfast. Fans of my convoluted intros to Clickfish, Brought our producer very nicely just said to me, "Should we just start with the intro?" And I'm like, "Ugh, fine."
Click, 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 click.
Clickfish. Clickfish. With producer Bron.
But she's here with us today. Hello, Bron.
Hello.
And welcome back. Or should you welcome us back?
Welcome back, guys.
Well, thank you for having us again, Bron. How was your holiday? What did you get up to?
It was really good. I had to cancel a trip to New South Wales. You can imagine why.
Where were you going to go?
We were going to go to Newcastle.
Oh, well, you're lucky then.
Yeah.
No, jokes, Newcastle. I love you. I knew Bron was going to go there. I was setting you up. I love Newcastle. Love Newy. Shout out Orion Hotel. Used to do some good comedy there. All right. So what did you
Bron,
actually do?
You meant to slam him when he used to do some good comedy there. You should have said like, oh, I've never seen that.
Should we edit it in?
Yeah. That's all right. Yeah. That's all right. First day back. We're warming up, Bron. And we're looking to get a few of the news items that we may have missed, aka being too cool to click on, lest we give them the algorithm.
Have you guys heard the Hilaria Ball? I don't know how to say it.
I know what you're talking about, regardless to Hilaria Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
But it's true because. If it's the whole Spanish thing, right? Are we supposed to, do we think that she's Spanish? I don't know.
Well, this is amazing because I didn't know about this story until my dad, Ian Dyson, who goes to the Warrnambool Library for his internet, told me about it. So I'm a little bit sad that I'm that far out of the loop. But Bron, please tell me what's happening because I still do not really know.
So this is Hilaria, but let's just call her Hilaria Baldwin. Yeah. She's a yoga teacher, podcast host, influencer. She's married to Alec Baldwin, the most famous one there. There's a few. So on December 21st, someone on Twitter called Lenny Briscoe, she posted a tweet saying, "You have to admire Hilaria Baldwin's commitment to her decade-long grift where she impersonates a Spanish person." And people lost their damn minds because it's insane. This whole story just blew my mind over the holidays. I couldn't get enough.
So she is not Spanish?
No. So she grew up in Boston. She spent some time in Spain. Her parents have since retired there, but they weren't born from there. They were born in America as well. She has an accent, which no one knows where it came from. So she's claimed that she moved to America when she was 19 years old, but people went to high school with her in the States and were like, no, her name was Hillary. She didn't have an accent. Her name is still legally Hillary. She's just getting people to call her Hilaria.
Hilaria. Wow. Well, look, I mean, we've all met someone who's gone to London once for a week and suddenly come back talking like the Queen. We know those
Harry
people.
Harry Kuehl, looking at you, mate.
Madonna. Madonna's famous for doing it. Lindsay Lohan has changed her accent a couple times as well.
Yeah, so we can't blame these people too much.
Well, she's even gone on to, like, in videos that she's done, this one has been very, very famous in the last couple of weeks.
We have very few ingredients. We have tomatoes. We have, cucumbers.
Cucumbers. So she asked then, how do you say this in English? And the word was cucumbers.
Okay. But she's lived in America her whole life.
But I guess if you are bilingual and you spend most of your time talking in another language, even if it wasn't the thing, you can forget those sort
of things. Well, Alec Baldwin, people are coming for him as well because people don't know if he knew this whole time. Obviously, he must know that she's not of Spanish heritage, but he said this in an interview a few years ago.
So, for example, my wife's on the phone with her hairdresser or her friend. She's like, really? Okay, I can't wait to see you. That's going to be great. Fantastic. What time? 12 o'clock. My wife is from Spain. Mm-hmm. And she said, blah, blah, blah. And blah, blah, blah. I don't mean to be racist when I put that accent on there, by the way.
So he said that my wife is from Spain.
Mm.
She's not.
Oh, I'm staying out of this one.
Yeah.
Oh,
there we go.
Know.
All right, Bron. What else has been happening over the summer whilst we've all been at the beach?
Well, this one is, and if you haven't heard this, you've been under a rock, basically. But I just thought it was incredible. We can't do a show without mentioning Donald Trump has been suspended permanently from Twitter.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And there was a very funny meme about, did you see the John Baring 9874? It's Trump with a moustache.
Yeah, it reminded me a lot of Ian from Werribee on Instagram.
Yeah, you can listen to all of last year's episodes and figure out which episode that references to. But, Bron, what did he tweet that got him banned?
So, Twitter released this statement that said, after close review of recent tweets from the @DonaldTrump account and the context around them, specifically how they are being received and interpreted on and off Twitter, we have permanently suspended the account due to the risk of further incitement of violence. Mm. So, obviously, he has a massive, and I don't know how, has a massive fan base that are dedicated.
70 million votes, Bron.
Wow.
Unbelievable amount of people that go off his every word, and he encouraged them to storm Capitol. So he is the reason that that, you know, domestic terrorist situation happened.
As well as, you know, the people around him and for many years, because the people resigning now, you know, potentially that the impeachment proceedings will go through Monday American time. But it's pretty interesting. These people resigning now with 2 weeks to go and finally talking out against the words he said, and Twitter now when it won't influence them as much, you know, jumping off. Yeah, potentially people could have stood up a little bit earlier prior to the violence, which many people said, if this keeps going, it's going to get bad. I just waited for it to get for, you know, five people to die, you know,
well,
in a rampage.
Well, we haven't seen, well, you know, people saying, have we seen the end of it? You know, could get even worse. Bron, what
did
else?
Did I did see another one going, because it wasn't just Twitter. He's now banned from a lot of different platforms. And someone saying, oh, it's so funny that TikTok banned Trump before Trump could ban TikTok in America. But anyway, that's it. And what about our final story of Clickfish episode one?
So as well, big news last week that Kim Ye, which is Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, are getting, well, allegedly getting a divorce. But there was some news which came about on TikTok where the user posted a video saying this.
Now that Kim's finally doing this, I feel like I can spill the tea that I've been holding on to for months. This whole divorce comes as no surprise. Kanye's been hooking up with a very famous beauty guru. Male beauty guru. A lot of people in the scene have known for a while.
So she heavily insinuated that it was a very famous YouTuber, Jeffree Star, who Kanye was having these relations with. And Jeffree was perpetuating the rumors. He didn't shut it down immediately. He posted a photo of himself saying off to Sunday service, which is Kanye's, you know, religious thing that he does every weekend.
So he didn't
shut it down immediately. But when he did, he was savage about it, which I just thought it was hilarious. So he did a post a YouTube video saying, you know, it's not true. This is all crazy. Like, I've never met Kanye in my life. You know, I don't know how this rumor started. But the way he said it was, let me just say this. I like very tall men.
That's unnecessary.
Which is very unnecessary.
Oh, that's
you could have just said,
to poor Kanye.
It's not true. You didn't have to go for his height. So the girl who posted that video, who started the whole rumor, she's come out saying that it wasn't true. She, you know, she was just lying about, she just wanted the clout for it. But basically,
I'm kidding, she said that.
And
she,
we're giving her the clout for it?
But
can we, Marshy, if you're listening, beep out her name. No clout shall be given on this podcast.
People should have known better because she's the same person who licked the airplane toilet seat last year and titled it the Corona Challenge. So everyone should have known much better than that.
We're getting gossip news from someone who licks toilet seats.
Yeah.
And they say the journalism is dead.
This story went gangbusters. Like, she started some stuff this week.
My God. She's literally talking shit and we're giving her a platform.
That's what this segment's about. Have you guys forgotten? That's the whole premise.
I love it. Thank you so much, Bron. God, it's good to be back in 2021.
Thank you for
giving me a Clickfish, and we'll catch you next time.
Thank you.
Order up. Just how you like it.
Perfect.
All day breakfast.
So I came home the other night, Matt O'Kine. You know, been out and about. You know, I liked it. Now that I'm allowed to leave the house, I do as I please. I like to make the most of it. Come home the other night. Think, you know what? I really would like
and ice cream at this point of my evening. Isn't it good when you, how good is it when you remember, oh, that's right, I've got ice cream in the freezer.
Bro, I remember when I first moved out of home, okay, first time ever. It's 2006. Moved into a little two-bedroom apartment in Milton that we called the penthouse, okay, because it was on the top of a two-story little building. And we used to get visited.
That's the what's one level above ground level. And I just, for those playing it through the maths at home, that is two stories away from the basement.
Well, it wasn't because there was no level above us. So we were at top of the town, my friend. And I remember just that realization that I was free, because I remember it was late at night and I thought, God, I wish I could have a tuna toasty. And then I went, Matt, you can. And it was like the start of my whole new journey as an adult.
Mm-mm, that's right. And it's a really great moment where you can control what's in your freezer. Unfortunately, this story goes the other way, because as I opened it, I realized it was packed to the brim with turkey roasts.
Is this, so where were you? Were you at home?
I'm at my house, but my dad had been visiting and he'd spied a bargain and picked up some turkey roasts in the sales for me.
Whoa. Plural.
Seven turkey roasts.
No.
I'm not one to eat much turkey. Okay.
Okay, but, for starters, turkey sucks. Why do you think there were seven of them?
Right? Like, and I'm like, what is happening here? I go through, like, I look at the cover. I'm like, what is it? I didn't put this in here. It's full. The freezer is full of turkey roasts. There's 4 1-kilograms and 3 2-kilograms.
Oh, my
I added up,
Lord.
Because at the front, like, the 1 kilogram goes, serves 8. I add them up, 92 servings of turkey. And so I talked to my dad the next day. I'm like, what's going on with the turkey in the freezer? Oh, you wouldn't believe it. Bargain of the century. The 1 kilogram going for $2.50, 2 kilograms, $3, $19 for the lot, mate. Oh. So,
I mean, I don't like blame him. That's a bargain.
Imagine, all right? I could eat, if I ate turkey every meal, 3 meals, that would literally last me a month of turkey for $19. You cannot beat that value, my friend. So my question to you is, right now, when have your parents found a bargain? When have your parents found an absolute bargain? And let us know what it was. Can you beat 92 servings of turkey for $19?
When are you going to get started? Have you had one yet?
No. I'm not. I don't like turkey. But I respect a bargain.
You are what you eat, mate. That's what you...
Thank you very much for gobbling up our podcast today. Appreciate you tuning in for officially episode number one of 2021. Matt O'Kine, we are off to a flyer.
Yeah, and thanks to everyone who got in touch with us over the break. You can always do that at matt.n.alex on Instagram.
While you're there, before you jump into that story, also in our bio on the matt.n.alex Instagram is a link to our Discord. And 2021, my resolution, Matt O'Kine, I'm going to get back on that Discord.
Yeah,
have a chat to you on there, get your stories, put up the topics. We're going to get that cranking again. Apologies if you've been on there and have been bonked in the head by a tumbleweed. We're going to try and lift it up because there's some great things coming through, Matt O'Kine.
Yeah, there always is. We love getting your messages. This one is from Mezzi on Instagram. Says, just a quick thank you to you both for making my mornings full of absolute joy every morning in 2020 since May. Well, thank you. Mezzi. Also, Lee says, thanks for the genuine laugh out moments in the year that didn't provide too many, albeit they were at the expense of your past misfortunes, but still, thanks for sharing. And we also got a message from Brett, who is Nolan Space on Instagram. We did release a whole bunch of episodes over the summer to fill
Christmas
the hole
episode.
That we left.
Delta Goodrum dropped by for that one. New Year's episode, the incredible true crime story. We discovered how old Matt's daughter really was.
And we discussed some New Year's resolutions, and Nolan's texted in and said, I heard one of your callers say his New Year's resolution was to do a backflip. That was mine a few years back too, and I only ever landed one because I hurt my back after it, unrelated, in brackets. So I could never attempt them again, but thought you guys might get a kick out of this video. So we're going to leave you today, our first step back in 2021, with Brett. Vid that he sent of him pulling off this incredible backflip.
The left, Fraser. Fraser blocked the whole video.
Oh, Fraser got in the way.
You ghost.
If you do watch the video, we will try and post it on our socials. The backflip gets performed directly behind a gentleman in a in a coral-coloured shirt who's just standing in front of the momentous moment. That can never be repeated, Matt O'Kine. So that's a bit of a shocker to end on. But please get in touch with us if you've got any vids like that you would like to share or with what we've missed from you on the holidays. We'd love to have a chat across our very first week as we go through your favourite on-demand brekkie show with your boys, Matt and Alex.
Back. Have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got a story we need to hear? All the links are at mattandalex.com.au.